And he came out and went as he was wont to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, Pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow, and said unto them, Why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation.
Amen.
I contemplated this verse and these two admonitions of our Lord. Pray that ye enter not into temptation. Know that God's word, every word of it, is pure. And it has a meaning for us today. For these disciples, they, it's quite evident, did not understand what all was going on. They knew something was about to happen, but they didn't quite understand its full implications, and especially not like Peter, who said, Lord, I'll go with you in the dead. We know, of course, that our Lord reprimanded him, Get thee behind me, Satan. For Peter also said, Not so, Lord. This can't happen to you. But Christ said, Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savorest not the things of God. Sometimes we are guilty of savoring not things of God. And we've just been talking a lot, preaching a lot, meditating a lot, I trust, about this thing of the end of the world. Do we savor the things of God? Is it difficult? Yes. Does it have a lot of sadness attached to it? Yes. Is it going to be hard? Yes. Is it going to be destructive? Yes. But the remarkable thing, as J.T. read this morning, it's also, while it's the time of God's vengeance, it's also the time of the redemption of his people. Do we desire the things of God? But I'm sure these disciples, it's evident. I mean, the fact is that the Scripture had already said, smite the shepherd and what?
Sheep.
And the sheep are going to be scattered. But the disciples evidently at this particular time, they either forgot it or they didn't remember it. As they should have, or they didn't understand it. It's evident, though, that until Christ rose from the dead, they did not fully understand what all of this was about. But the fact is that they were about to experience the most traumatic thing of their lives and the greatest test they were just about to face. And what was that? The fact that their Lord was going to be crucified and he was going to die on that cross, on that tree. He was going to die. And they recognized, when he did die, they recognized that he was surely dead. And it's no wonder, in one sense of that word, but a very real sense, that Peter said, "I go fishing." And the other disciples said with him, "We go with you." And the implication was that at that point, at that one particular point, they thought it was over. Their Savior, their Lord, was dead. But here at this particular point, the Lord just says, "Pray that you enter not into temptation." But they were entering into that temptation, weren't they? The temptation of questioning if this was the Savior, why is he dead? Now, again, you and I, we can read the whole body of Scripture, and we know that he was going to rise from the dead. We know all about it, at least intellectually. But I trust that we also know it spiritually, that we know it in our souls, that he did rise from the dead. And yet there is an application of this to us today. Because of all indications of the Scripture, we are going to be tested. Our faith is going to be tested. And in a lot of ways, we've already approached upon this. For instance, when, once again, the Lord says men are always to pray and not to faint, and then he gives this scenario with the governor that would not hear this widow's complaint, and yet after a while he did hear. But at the end of that, it just haunts me. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? And then we have those scriptures like we already read. There's going to be false Christ and false apostles. And they're going to have great, because they're going to do signs and wonders so great, insomuch that if it were possible, they should deceive the very elect of God. And in many other places where we're warned there's going to be a falling away, right?
Mm-hmm. A great falling
away. A great falling away. There's going to be great apostasy. There's going to be a reprobation. There's going to be a lie, if you will. And I believe that is just the one lie that encompasses all other lies. But it's going to be great because it's going to be sent by God Himself to deceive everyone whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. There's that little season. And in that little season, what's going to happen? Only he that letteth will let until what?
He be taken out of the way.
He be taken out of the way. And then there is that all the world is going to wonder after the beast and these false prophets. And they're going to worship the beast whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life from the foundation of the world. The whole world is going to worship him. And what a temptation that is. Sometimes it does get to be a temptation to us now to get with these people. And I mean, they're nice people. I'm telling you, they're nice people.
Amen.
And yet, all over the world, there is persecution to the death. Over what? But just because somebody names the name of Jesus, that the hatred is still there, people. It's still there. And then, you know, it had to be a great temptation to all those people that were martyred, that have been martyred, and are being martyred today. Are they tempted to deny the name of Christ? Sure they are. There is a reason that these words are put in our Bible, and as Christ understood that these disciples were going to be tried and tested and tempted, that they ought to pray that they not fall into this temptation, but rather that they put on the whole armor of God. That they might stand in the evil day. That has never had a more imminent application today than it does today.
Amen.
There's no greater urgency than there is today. There has never been a greater urgency. And so these words that Christ says here to his disciples, pray that you enter not into temptation. Another way of saying it is in Luke 21, verse 34, for instance. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, so as that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all of them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. In other words, there's not going to be much warning, is there? So watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. If I understand this Bible, the church is about to enter into a time like it's never been seen before. And it's a good admonition there. Pray that you enter not into temptation. There will be a lot of temptation. A lot of tempting. First of all, just believe. And secondly, not to succumb to the tempting of the subtle one. And any man that just glibly says, not I, that's what Peter did, right? Not I. But what did he do?
He denied
Christ. And the last time he did it vehemently.
Did what?
Vehemently. With great excitement and determination that he was not going to be identified with this man.
Instructed in the things of righteousness. We We pray, Heavenly Father, that you would continue with us, that you might continue to teach us and instruct us, strengthen us, Lord, and cause us to pray, cause us to call upon you. If we, you turn us, Lord, we will be turned.
Amen.
We're confident of that. That's our hope, that
yes,
you would continue with us throughout all of our years. Now, Lord, we pray for those that are outside of the church.
Yes.
Lord, that somehow, some way, that they might once again come and that they might be reconciled unto you. Lord, that they'd be free from those things that would beset them. Also, that they might praise you and have the same experience, Lord, that we have had.
Yes.
Now, Lord, bless your church, bless your people wherever they're assembled today. We ask, Lord, that your healing hand be upon those that have been mentioned today, that you'd make them whole once again, that they're here with them. And, Lord, bless us, bless your word, Lord, bring it to our mind often that we might remember you. These things we ask in thy name and for thy sake. Amen.
Amen.
Our Father and our God, we do thank you for today, things that we're hearing. Lord, we certainly thank you for your word. Lord, we know from your word how you have work with your people.
Amen.
How you have tempted them and you have put affliction on them and trials and tried them. And Lord, you have brought them out of Egypt.
Yes.
Brought them out of the wilderness. And in spite of their murmurings and their complaining and their rebellion, your hand was stretched out still. And Lord, you were faithful to them even though they weren't faithful to you. And nothing has changed. We're in the year.
Amen, yes.
2022, Lord, and it
right.
still is the same way. You are still a benevolent God.
Amen.
And you're still guiding your people.
Amen,
and Lord,
yes.
we thank you and praise you for that. And Lord, we do ask that we would not become presumptuous and think that we just have it made and don't have to continue on reading your word
no,
and praying Lord. And fellowshipping. But
oh,
Lord,
God.
In these days, we need you more and more.
Open your spirit.
Lord, we know the world lies in wickedness and we see what's happening with us that are up in years. We've had a long time to see
yes.
what is going on and where it's headed.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we know, and we know from your word that it's going to get worse and worse. And Lord, so we do. We come to you and seek your face.
Amen.
And seek to be guided by your word and by your spirit. And Lord, we know that it is your spirit in us that brings these things to our mind and brings us to you.
Amen.
And gives us that joy, that hope, and that confidence, and that peace that all things do work together for good. To
yes.
To love you and are called according
yes.
to your purpose.
Amen.
And Lord, let us not fret. And let us not be frightened. But let us continually seek our refuge in you.
Amen.
And Lord, we do pray for those that are in our families who don't know you. The Lord, they have breath, and there is still hope that you will have mercy on them, just as you've had mercy on us. just as you've had mercy on your people throughout the scriptures.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you and praise you for it. Lord, we pray that as we leave this place today, that we will continue to think on these things.
Amen.
And that every day we will seek you and live for you and please you and reach out to you. And Lord, we do pray all these things in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who is leads us to you. It only cometh unto the Father by thy hand. It's in his name we pray. Amen.
Father, we're thankful for this day. We're thankful that we can come aside from the world here in this place with brothers and sisters in Christ. Listen to your word for a while, Father. But there's something even greater than just hearing your word, Father. It's that thy Holy Spirit will help us to better understand.
Amen.
That it will help us to hear, remember your precious word.
Oh,
and where to go in that precious word to look up and see what you have for us here in this place, here in this world, here in this body, Father. And we know that one day this body will be set aside and that the Lord Jesus Christ will compel our soul to come to him and that we will be there with him throughout eternity.
Yes.
Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to always forgive us where we fall short.
Oh.
We know that we do. We do not intend to. We're not planning on it, Father. But we pray that we might hear your word before we even go aside, Father. And that we know not to go to this particular place, wherever it might be.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just ask you to be with each person here, Father, that as we go forth from this place and from this location here, Father, we pray that you will always guide us which footstep to take, Father. We know that you will. We have faith that you will.
Yes.
We have faith in your word, Father.
Amen.
And we pray that we might look at it daily.
Amen.
And that it will not depart from our hearts and our minds. Dear Heavenly Father, just go with us this day that wherever we might go, that we will be a light for you and be your servant there in that place. Dear Heavenly Father, be with our pastor and his wife as they go out, Father, wherever they might be, that they might be a light, that they might be your servants there in that particular place. Father, we don't quite understand all of this that's going on, Father, but we know that you have a place for every single one of us.
Yeah.
And dear Heavenly Father, we just pray that you will use us, everyone here, Father. If there's one here, Father, that doesn't know you, Father, we pray that they might turn toward you and glorify you, that you might open up their hearts, Father. We have names on our heart and our mind, Father. We have family members that we know that do not know you, Father, but we ask you to open up their hearts and their mind, Father. We pray that they do belong to you and that they're listed in the Word of God and in that precious eternal book that you have written down every single name that belongs to us, Father. And we pray that they might ever be with you. Go with us this day and we pray, Father, that we might be careful in going wherever we might be going, Father, and that you will be glorified in our presence. And we pray this in your name's sake. Amen.
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 Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you at this time, Lord, we declare your glory, your majesty.
Amen.
We are deep thankful. Grace that you bestowed upon us, your mercy. And dear Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord, that you cheer the cries of your people this day.
Mm-hmm.
Hear our cries, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Right.
We are coming into an age of what may be the darkest hour.
seems to us. We are in a time of the leadership of this world is
yes.
truly depraved.
Amen.
Evil to the core. They seek to oppress their fellow brother, their people. Turn that tide, Lord, for a little while. But if not, if it be thy will that we stand in these dark times, Lord, we pray that you would strengthen us, that we might not deny thee, but
Amen.
Stand and declare your truth
before Amen. You.
Dear Heavenly Father, we mostly ask these things for our children.
Amen.
You have not yet revealed yourself. Preserve them until such time.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we have such doubt and confusion. So during this world, we pray, oh Father, that you would indeed guide our footsteps and lead us to planting and reaping and peace and war, whatever it may be, whatever our time may be, that we be in the right season.
Yes.
But thy will be done in our heart. These things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, dear Lord, we're constantly tempted in this world. But we know that it is lying in wickedness, the whole world.
Amen.
Is lying in wickedness. And Lord, we like the psalmist and even like Job. We see the prosperity of the wicked.
Mm-hmm.
And they are prosperous.
Mm-hmm.
Many times our feet dwell nicely. But you are merciful to us. You are gracious. And when we are tempted, and we are, and oftentimes, oh Father, we actually start along that path with them. But in mercy, you bring us back.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe through chastisement. And that chastening is very hard. But nevertheless, it yields a peaceable fruit of righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
You are such that you save back your word and bring it to our hearts and minds just at the right time, just at the right place, and cause us to repent
Amen.
Of our sin. And you cleanse our hearts and our minds and give us the spirit of worship. We understand that that we cannot worship you with man's hands. We cannot worship you with flesh and blood. It's only by your Spirit that we can worship you. And oh Lord, when sometimes, oftentimes, perhaps you withdraw yourself, you never leave us nor forsake us, but sometimes you do withdraw yourself. And then we feel so cold and so dead to anything that is spiritual in life. And then we wonder, oh Lord, but then perhaps it's just one verse of scripture. Maybe it's just an old hymn. And it brings us back again and enlivens us in faithfulness by your Spirit. And then we rejoice and are glad. But then, Lord, again, it comes. Again, it comes again. But we learn through all of it the patience. Patience of the Scriptures. And we learn not to panic. We learn to be still. And wait upon Thee. Until that time that you will renew and bring us again into the land of the living. But Lord, in these days, it's evident that you're bringing all this to a close. You have opened up that pit and call Satan to go forth, perhaps like never before.
You know.
But thank you, O Father, that we are your elect people.
Amen.
And that you cannot let us go for Jesus' sake. So comfort us and strengthen us in our day. Give us blessings that only you can give. Save and we shall be saved. Heal and we shall be healed. It is the day of salvation. Lord, just keep us under your wing. Guide and direct our thoughts as well as our lives as well as our thoughts, and just cause us to rejoice in Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Pray your blessings upon us, no matter which way we go from here, how we go.
Amen.
Just pray that you will direct us. And that we will not forget one another to pray for one another. And to be faithful wherever you bring us. To love you. To bless you, to praise you, and to give thanks for those things which you're doing in our hearts and lives. Make us to know that you are our God and Father and our Lord and Savior in Jesus. Oh, Father, and you so often pray here, forgive our sins now. Uphold us with thy free grace. Return us always to the joy to thy salvation. Lord, Lord, understanding and blessing and praise and worship in thee, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Dark and thorny is the desert, through which pilgrims make their way. But beyond this veil of sorrow lie the realms of endless day. Dear young soldiers, do not murmur at the troubles of the way. Meet the tempest, fight with courage, never faint, but watch and pray. Jesus will defend you. Trust in Him and Him alone. He has shed His blood to save you and will bring you to His throne. There on flowery fields are
Amen.